He was totally hypoglycemic. Must have been in the bathroom for some time.
For an old man, he sure is heavy.
Or you're just weak.
You could have taken the revolver out of his hand.
You try and take it out. He's got a death grip on that thing. Careful.
What time is it?
Almost 7.
Damn it. We won't make it back to the tower in time.
Why not?
You really want to risk navigating through all those cars with all those things after us when it's pitch blackout?
Alright. Well, in the meantime, we need to fuel up.
Check the map. Are there any gas stations with diesel in the area?
There's a tank around back. You can fill up.
Whoa. Easy there, Gramps. Save your strength.
Well, do it. Then I say we pitch a tent here tonight.
I ain't sleeping in the Hummer. That thing is slammed with crap. Poor Gramps there has to lay across bags of topsoil.
It's burnt, and I don't mind.
Hey, get out of our stuff.
It used to be my stuff. He didn't grab much ammo.
There wasn't much left.
Those bastards raided me good.
Who?
Go inside and open my safe. The code is 56221.
We were just in there. Your safe is empty.
Not that one.
He's out cold again.
Well, the store is all broken out. The security gate won't close. You know, I think the roof is our best option tonight. We can lock that ladder so no one else can get up.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Hey, you go fill up the Hummer. I'm gonna try to find that safe.
Yeah. I don't suppose you have a key, do you, Gramps? That's what I thought. Bolt cutters it is. I don't know about you, Bert, but I think it's kind of fucked up how first he was going to leave you, then after I save you, he gets to go find the safe with the... Holy shit. Angel!
What?
Look what old Bert had in this backyard.
What is it?
You think that generator's big enough for us?
Wow. That's huge. I think that's more than what we'll need. I'll help you hook up the trailer in a sec. But good old Bert has more surprises. Come here.
Wait. You think he'll be okay out in there?
This'll just take a sec.
You find that safe?
Well, no. It wasn't a safe.
Oh, man. That sucks.
It's more like a room.
I think I just wet myself.
Bert is officially my new best friend.
Claymores, grenades, MP5, assault rifles. Is this a 50 cal? Holy shit, he got a whole fucking arsenal in here.
There's more here than we can fit into the Hummer, so let's just grab what we can for now. We'll come back later for more, and let's do it quick before it gets any darker.
Just wait till Michael sees all this.
The door can't hold up much longer. We need to do something.
All right, motor pool's ready.
What's your plan?
Well, obviously, Saul and Angel aren't coming back tonight. Knowing them, they wouldn't risk traveling in the dark, which means we need to buy some time. I need a volunteer who knows the area well enough to go with me.
Well, I do, I suppose. Todd and I did not live far from here.
Good. I have 2 cars downstairs with full tanks of gas. We need to draw as many as we can away from the tower. If they continue like this, we won't last the night. It just may buy us some time.
I can do that.
We'll both drive in opposite directions. You go first, and then I will. We'll circle around and meet up at Thompson's Market a few blocks over. If Angel follows the plan, he should be there right now. We'll grab him and head home.
What can we do?
You, Riley, and anyone else you can find, start sealing off the stairwell entrances as best you can. If they get past this door, we have another rock to break the wave.
Okay, we're on it.
Finding Lizzie as a volunteer seemed too easy. I had the feeling that she'd do whatever she could to kill as many of those things as possible. Revenge can be a powerful motivator, but also a dangerous one. Drive safely, but as fast as you can. There's a lot of obstacles once you get to the main road.
I'll be fine. See you soon.
Take the bait.
Yes!
All right, get ready with the gate. Shut it quickly.
All right, you're all set.
Come on, you want some? Come get some! Oh yeah, come on, you want some? I can't wait for this. Bring it. I'm ready.
They better be there.